Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday at the end of his media session, just opining on the state of the Texans roster right now.
And with our roster where we are now, I feel really strong about our roster. I think for me, I always take into account every year, like every player that's on our team, right? So some people have the adage of, oh, you guys are going all in because you make a certain move here or there. Well, to me, what year aren't you going all in? Because if you're not trying to go all in, whatever that move is, then it's just a disrespect to the organization, a disrespect to all the players who are putting their bodies through a ton of pain, a ton of suffering to go out and play this game. So for me, just respecting the game and what it means to me, every year we're trying to accomplish the goal of winning it all, doing our absolute best to put our team in position to do that. And it starts with Nick Caserio and the job that he does just with scouting talent, being able to acquire guys, getting deals done. And there's nobody that cares more about the people in this building than Nick Caserio. So for me, it's easy. When you're working with a guy like Nick, he makes it easy on me. We see the game the right way. We're both very competitive in what we're doing. So it's a great match. And the roster isn't the way it is without Nick's help. So credit to him for that.
Okay. There was another cut. I got pulled the wrong cut. There's another cut where he voluntarily, unprompted, brought up Cade Stover. Brought up Cade Stover a couple times yesterday.
That was my answer to his rhetorical question of what year are you not going all in.
Yeah,
I would have raised my hand and I said 2021 and 2022.
You're definitely not going all in.
The very approach that led to D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah. The reason you're here. Did
you
not
see some of the guys
in.
That are on that film you were watching from 2022?
Yeah. No, that's I think obviously like last year. Once you get a team that's good and they're making certain types of moves, it turns into this debate on the semantics of what all in means. You know, the Diggs trade last year felt like an all in move because you're getting this veteran guy who's been super productive and you gave up a draft pick. That's a deal you never would have made in 2022, to your point. Like, you wouldn't go, there was a finishing touches kind of move. I think. I know what D'Amico's saying there, which is just because we're making different types of moves this year doesn't mean that we're not all in on trying to win a Super Bowl this year.
The biggest, and I think that's where sometimes the gap in how we feel as fans and how an NFL team has to operate is that, man, like there are times where teams will go, when it's going all in, what it really means is, are you on the salary cap side of things? Are you just spending credit card spending, like pushing a whole bunch of money off into the future where it's going to come back to bite you at some point, but you just feel like now is the time. And most good organizations that have a lot of success consistently rarely go all in on the contract side of
things.
I think Caserio tries to find a balance where he spends super aggressively in the short term, but then you look at the 2027 salary cap And despite all these huge contracts they've doled out, in 2027, they still, as of right now, have the sixth most cap space. Mm-hmm. So they've got flexibility, and you can be aggressive selectively where you see fit. But yeah, I don't think, for the last 2 years, ever since the free agency splurge in 2024, it feels like, yeah, they're making moves and looking towards, all right, we have a team that can compete for a championship.
Yeah,
there's no, I don't think they're necessarily, you got to have a certain, you got to hold back, and you can't go out and get everybody.
Yep.
You know, people want Jalen Ramsey. People want Jair Alexander. All right, well, Jalen Ramsey comes with a $20 million price tag.
Yeah.
For a guy that's got a interesting history of is exactly how he treats the teams.
Yeah,
he's
never being happy anywhere. Yeah. You know,
Jair Alexander has a reputation for not wanting to play through injuries, not just being injured, but all kinds of reports in Green Bay that they got frustrated that he didn't want to play through injuries.
Yep.
So do you want to pay that money for a guy that, you know, might end up being who knows?
Yeah.
You gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. He brought up Nick Caserio unprompted a couple of times in the press conference yesterday. Brought him up in the first answer when they were talking about, or in the answer when D'Amico was asked about Nick Chubb. And just sort of volunteered, like, hey, thanks to Nick Caserio for always keeping an eye on the roster. And then in that answer right there about what they're sort of looking for, you know, the state of the roster right now, he brought up Nick. We'll have Nick on the show tomorrow at 7:15. But I think safe to say, you know, 2+ years in, these two guys are working together really, really well right now. You know, seeing things through the same lens. D'Amico brought up a few names, and we don't have this cut, unfortunately. He brought up Cade Stover unprompted a couple of times yesterday. So does Stover wind up on this list? I was just scratching together my list, Seth, of guys that D'Amico brings up as examples of things, and maybe this is a cut above what he was saying about Stover and just things he was seeing on the field at practice.
Stover, he brought up Stover and Bullock, I think at the back end of when he was talking about Jaden Higgins, where just he kind of unprompted brought them up. So it probably wasn't in the cut because of that, because it was too long.
Yeah.
But like he kind of brought them up unprompted as guys that can make a big leap from year one to year two.
Yep. Those are guys that can make a leap. The guys he brings up as sort of like the pillars of leadership in the organization, I feel like. Will Anderson, always. CJ Stroud, always, for obvious reasons, quarterback. Kamari Lassiter gets brought up a lot by D'Amico Ryans, a lot, for a guy who's heading into his second year. And then I think Jalen Petrie's the other one. Those are, I'm still trying to read D'Amico and see like who the favorites are.
Well, yeah.
Those are the favorites, I think.
I think and by way of illustration, he doesn't speak glowingly about every single rookie. I mean, that's where you can take him at face value.
Yes.
You never know what he's going to tell you about injuries or not tell you or whatever. But when it comes to like gushing praise, he doesn't hold back when he feels like it genuinely. When he was asked about Arianta Irsiri, he basically said Arianta Irsiri he's learning how to be a pro.
Yep.
And that he's made progress and he likes a lot of the things he's working on. But it's not that same level of praise that he has for Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel.
I think it's safe to say he'll never do what Bill O'Brien used to do, which is just trash rookies. You know, like if a guy's struggling, he'll frame it in a way that you know he's struggling. But he's not going to downgrade the guy.
And I guess Jalen Noel, had you mentioned Jalen Noel earlier as a guy that he had? Because he didn't talk about him in yesterday's press conference, but he has this offseason.
Yeah.
In talking about Higgins and Noel as a duo, that they've been both very, very good on just all of the things that they're trying to do to teach him how to operate like NFL players.
Yep. Noel didn't practice yesterday. We'll see if he practices today. He was working out on the side field yesterday. Higgins was amazing yesterday. For those of you just tuning in late, Higgins was great at yesterday's practice. All right, here was CJ Stroud yesterday talking about getting more control over the offense.
Yeah, that'd be between me and Kels, and you know, that was something that I did want, and I've gotten that now. So, but that takes ownership, you know. We've been able to watch a lot of Brady, you know, and there was clips back in like 2003 or 2004 when him and Josh McDaniels, you know, first started, and so like it took him time to master it. So it'll take time for me to master fully, but I am buying into it and trying my best to be as great as I can at it. So, it's something that I wanted, and I'm getting.
Yeah, and there's a lot, obviously, when it comes to operating like Tom Brady or anybody else like that, when you have more command at the line of scrimmage. But, there's an element of some of the simpler things and just the way they operate, even if CJ weren't audibilizing or anything all that much, even if it was just a very simple system, the stuff they don't do, like the simple hard count, for instance. Like all of these things that quarterbacks can do to kind of diagnose what the defense is trying to do, the pre-snap motion, all of these things that are so valuable as a tool to a quarterback that can throw the football, like a really pure passer. They were so primitive in trying to do any of that, or even, you know, they didn't even try to do it a lot of the times. I mean, I guess it's probably hard, too, to work the hard count when you've got an offensive lineman who is acting like it's his first day seeing live fire in the military or something. They're just spraying bullets all over the place. Jumpy and jittery as all hell. You're like, yeah, good luck running a hard count with this guy. There's some of those little things that aren't even necessarily that complicated, but that you do to help out your quarterback. They haven't done much of that for CJ.
You think so?
Previously.
I think.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm guessing CJ loves sitting down and watching Brady film. You know, I'm guessing he's...
Well,
he's
and I really liked hearing that they were watching Brady from 2003 and 2004.
Early.
Because that was when Brady was not developed into the extreme version of what Brady became.
Yep.
You just don't fast forward. There's no steroids for your football brain that all of a sudden can give you Brady's football IQ.
Yep.
It's a lot that goes into it and a lot that needs to become second nature. And a lot of the things that you're doing as part of your pre-snap process, that it takes time. And you're not going to see that version of you're not going to see Tom Brady, 15th year veteran, and C.J. Stroud in his first year in an offense. So I like that they're going back to when, man, Brady was just starting to do a lot of this stuff.
Here's C.J. Stroud talking about what he likes about a Nick Caley offense.
Him as a person. I think for me, like, I buy into people. I really don't buy into, like, system. You know, I kind of have that thing about, like, life. Is like, you know, it's the people and the relationships that kind of take things and make it rocket ship to the stars. So just him as a person, man, like, he has probably the most juice I've ever seen in my life. Just naturally. I'm a very laid back, chill guy. Except for, like, when I'm in between the lines. But, like, he's 6 in the morning. He's up. He's at it. So, like, that kind of, like, gets me motivated. And just, you know, how he buys into his players. And, you know, he calls me a lot. I don't always answer because he always yelling and stuff. But, you know, I appreciate it, though. And it's, you know, it's been great. You know, he's implementing a lot of things he's done in the past, which is important as well. The system is important. And he's doing a great job, you know. As you guys have seen, you know, we've been able to, you know, have a pretty good OTA off-season program from what you guys can see, and even things that y'all can't see, building that foundation so we can rocket ship once we snap that ball, you know, against LA. So, I love Nick, and he's doing a great job.
I'm tickled by the fact that he doesn't always answer the phone because he's
like,
yelling.
It's probably a part of more like TJ's like, it's 4 a.m. in California, Nick. I don't know if you know about time zones or not. I know you were here just last year in LA.
We've talked six times. Right. Yeah, Caley was in LA. You know there's a time difference, right, Nick? All right. You know there's a time. You know, That cut was probably, I don't know, 45 seconds, something like that. And I feel good after listening to that cut, the whole thing about, like, okay, these two are getting along. Like, I you know, when you put in a new OC, you know, CJ is going to be here for a long, long time. Caley will see I want these two to get along. I want this to be a really good relationship. I got more about their relationship out of the first 5 seconds of the other answer that we played, that these two are connecting.
Yeah, that'd be between me and Kales.
Right there. That's good. Kales. He's calling him Kales.
Kales.
Nickname.
Did he have a nickname for Bobby at all?
No, I think it was
they
just Bobby.
They call him Wick. They call him John Wick. Slow, that would have been a pretty cool
slow
nickname
would
to
be,
have.
Slow would be the
slow,
logical
that's
nickname.
That's true. They called him Slow, I
did
think.
Call, I don't
right.
know that
yeah.
CJ ever did, though. I think CJ called him Bobby. He's calling him Kales, man. They've connected. Yeah. They bonded already. Kales. I like it. All right.
Appropriately Southern California, bonding over Kale.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, man.
You hippie weirdos.
All right,
I eat potatoes and I eat red meat.
That's it.
All right.
Meat. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Wednesday. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop. Hey, I saw a player yesterday for another team. Be happy when it comes to negotiating contracts and when it comes to the draft. Be happy that this is the team you root for, the Texans, and it's not this other team where you're about to hear from a player that a lot of people here locally are very familiar with. We will get to that in the final segment. And get you set up for In the Loop as well. We'll do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.